With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky urged the United States yesterday to expand sanctions on Russian oil from two companies to the whole sector and appealed for long-range missiles to hit back at Russia.
The discussions aim to step up pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has resisted peace negotiations. They aim to add momentum to measures in recent days that have included a new round of sanctions on Russia's vital oil and gas export earnings. The talks come after Russia's defense ministry reported downing 111 Ukrainian drones overnight, and Ukrainian authorities said Russian artillery struck a residential block in Kherson, killing two people and injuring 11 others. Lawrence Brooks, London.
The Social Security Administration's annual cost of living adjustment will go up in the new year.
The announcement was meant to be made last week, but was delayed because of the federal government shutdown. Some seniors say the Social Security Administration's cost of living adjustment won't help them much in paying for their daily expenses. Recipients got a 2.5% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, boost in 2025 and a 3.2% increase in 2024. The smaller increase for next year reflects moderating inflation. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
The military is sending an aircraft carrier to the waters off South America in the latest escalation of military firepower. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed that the USS Gerald R. Ford and its strike group would deploy to the Southern Command region to bolster U.S. capacity to detect, monitor, and disrupt illicit activities that compromise the safety and prosperity of the United States. The USS Ford is port in Croatia, and was not clear how long it would take for the strike group to arrive. New York Attorney General Letitia James scheduled for trial in January after pleading not guilty yesterday to federal charges, accusing her of lying on mortgage papers for favorable loans. This is SRN News. Anti-Christian incidents are on the rise in Europe.
A new report from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe indicates that while the problem is being clearly documented, mainstream media outlets are ignoring it. Christians on the continent are increasingly the victims of violent attacks, and their churches are being vandalized. The OSCE report urges European journalists to report these cases and to consider whether they harbor anti-Christian bias that is impacting their story selection. Michael Harrington reporting.
An Alabama board is seeking to prohibit public libraries from placing books that promote transgenderism in children's sections. The Alabama Public Library Service Board of Directors is considering a rule change that expands the existing requirement for youth sections to be free of material deemed inappropriate for children. The new proposal would add any material that positively depicts transgender procedures and more. This is SRN News. Authorities say an indicted poker cheating ring involving pro sports figures and the mafia used a series of high-tech tactics in the scam.
The organizers lured wealthy victims with a chance to play with pro athletes in posh New York spots. The tactics used to cheat them out of their money included shuffling machines that could determine who held what cards and then convey that information to one of the players who was in on the scam. Other tactics included an X-ray table that could determine who held what cards and cameras hidden in the trays that held players' chips. Bob Agner reporting.
Tropical storm Melissa is nearly stationary in the central Caribbean, with forecasters warning it could soon strengthen and brush past Jamaica as a powerful hurricane. Catastrophic flooding and landslides are likely in southwest Haiti in the coming days. Forecasters predict the storm's slow movement would mean days of exposure to heavy rain and strong winds, worsening flooding and other dangers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.